So, hi everyone, and welcome to our presentation about TOLA, a unified interface for communication with network devices. My name is Tobias Berlin. I am going to tell you something about TOLA, and after that, Mika and Niklas are going to give you a live demo and will answer your questions. So, what is TOLA? Let me give you a short overview. Imagine you have your monitoring server, for example, Itzinga or Nagios, and you want to monitor your network devices. In this case, a switch from Juniper or from other vendors, for example, Cisco. And you have some generic requests that you want to send to those network devices, and you expect some generic response as well. But of course, the different devices from different vendors on different types only support some specific requests. For example, this Juniper specific request. And then the devices answer with a specific response. This holds as well for Cisco and other devices. So how can we translate those generic requests to the specific requests and responses? And well, therefore we can use TOLA. So TOLA translates, TOLA knows how to communicate with those different types of devices and knows where to find your information, your data that you want to monitor on those devices. So why is TOLA that awesome? We support communication for devices from different vendors, for example, Cisco, Juniper, Huawei, and so on. And on the other hand, we support different types of devices. So for example, switches, routers, directional radio components, and UPS, so uninterruptible power supplies. We also have an easy way for adding new types of devices. So you can just, if we have another device that we don't support yet, you can just add a new one. We make usage of different protocols, for example, SNMP or HTTP. On top of that, we also plan to add more protocols, for example, Telnet or SSH. We end up with a compiled binary, so in our case, a Go binary, that you can just execute. So you have no external dependencies to other libraries or something like that. You can just execute the binary. You therefore have low resources due to those non-existing external dependencies. And last but not least, it's of course open source. So if you have any ideas for new types of devices or new features, then you can just write issues or pull requests and we will look at them. So how to use TOLA? You can basically use TOLA as a command line interface. So you can just type in some commands. We have various subcommands and you get your information. TOLA also